Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic and super chill. Ever feel like your mind's on autopilot when you're eating? You grab whatever's quick, whatever's tempting, and before you know it, the whole bag of chips is gone. We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that food isn't just fuel, but a powerful tool for boosting your mental well-being? It sounds kinda crazy, but hear me out. The Stoics, those ancient Greek philosophers who were all about living a good life, understood the profound connection between our thoughts, actions, and well-being, including how we nourish our bodies. So, today, we are diving into mindful eating not just about the food itself, but about bringing your full awareness to every bite. Think of it like meditation for your mealtime. You'll be surprised how much more you savor and enjoy, plus, you'll make healthier choices without even trying. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Slow down. Seriously, put that fork down. Remember those days when meals were about connection, conversation, and actually tasting your food? In today's fast-paced world, we often scoff down our meals like we're in a race against time. This doesn't give your body or mind a chance to register fullness, which can lead to overeating and digestive issues. When you slow down and savor each bite, you actually signal to your brain that you're satisfied, preventing those "I need another cookie" urges later on. 2. Engage all your senses. This isn't just about taste. Think smell, texture, even the visual appeal of your food. Look at the vibrant colors of fresh veggies, inhale the aroma of simmering spices, and feel the satisfying crunch of a crisp apple. The more engaged you are with every sense, the richer your experience becomes, making you feel truly content with less. 3. Tune into your body's cues. Ever finish a meal feeling bloated and sluggish? That's your body telling you it's had enough. Learn to listen to those subtle signals. Feeling satisfied, not stuffed? Great. Stop eating when you reach that point of contentment, rather than pushing yourself beyond fullness. Though, ditch the distractions. Phones down, screens off, and conversations focused on the meal itself. Give your full attention to the experience of eating. This allows you to truly appreciate the flavors and textures, making it a more mindful and enjoyable ritual. 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's be real, mindfulness is a practice, not perfection. You might slip up sometimes, grab that bag of chips in a moment of stress, or eat on autopilot. That's okay. Just acknowledge it. Learn from it, and gently guide yourself back to mindful eating the next time around. Picture this. You're sitting down for lunch after a busy morning. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through your phone while munching on whatever's nearby, you take a moment to appreciate the food in front of you. You notice the vibrant colors of the salad greens, inhale the fresh scent of herbs, and savor each bite with gratitude. You feel your body relaxing as you chew slowly, taking in the flavors and textures. By practicing mindful eating, you transform lunch from a hurried chore into a nourishing experience that benefits both your body and mind. You're more aware of your hunger cues, enjoy the food more, and make healthy choices without even trying. It's a win-win. So, remember these key takeaways. Slow down, engage your senses, listen to your body, ditch distractions, and be kind to yourself. Mindful eating is not about deprivation or rigid rules, it's about cultivating a deeper awareness and appreciation for the food you consume. By bringing intentionality to your meals, you empower yourself to make choices that nourish your body, mind, and soul. Ready to level up your lunch game? Take those first steps today. Start by noticing those delicious details in your next meal. You got this. And don't forget to share your mindful eating moments with me on social media. Tag #mindfuleatingjourney. Let's inspire each other to live our best, most intentional lives. Until next time, keep that stoic spirit alive, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.